Baker's first espionage mission ended up a comic fiasco. He adopted the pseudonym Samuel Munson, which happened to be the name of a Knoxville, Tennessee man he had met in California. For his cover as a photographer, Baker said he visited a daguerrean establishment in Washington and bought an empty camera box for $4. The battered box slung across his back with a leather strap, he set out for Manassas Junction the morning of July 11th, less than a week before McDowell would finally begin marching his men southwest at a snail's pace. But almost immediately, Maine sentries posted at Alexandria, 4 miles outside the city, arrested Baker, believing he was a spy, and sent him back to Washington for trial. Baker said Scott could not tell Union sentries that he would be passing through their lines because he did not know whom to trust in his own army. To let the Union troops into the secret would be to send it to Richmond before I had reached Manassas, Baker later wrote. But clearly neither Baker nor Scott did enough planning in this slapdash operation for something as basic as conveying a spy through his own lines. Instead of doing that, Scott had Baker freed and simply told him, "Well, try again." Baker did so that night, this time slipping into what he thought was a disorganized line of troops marching into Arlington, Virginia, across Long Bridge. But an alert Union lieutenant grabbed him by the collar and had a guard take him back to Washington again. The next morning at dawn, Baker made try number 3 at launching his mission. He crossed another wooden bridge over the Potomac's eastern branch into Maryland's lower counties and walked 35 miles south, arriving late that night, dirty, hungry, and tired at Port Tobacco, a village in Charles County infested with Confederate sympathizers. The next day, Baker gave a black man one of Scott's $20 gold pieces to row him across the Potomac to its Virginia side and a spot just below Dumfries, off Quantico Creek. He then continued his walk on hot, dusty roads northwest toward Manassas. But Baker made it only 4 miles from the Potomac when two Confederate soldiers, who were as suspicious of him as Union soldiers had been, nabbed him and began marching him to their camp 8 miles away. The two rebels turned out to be worse spy catchers than Baker was a spy. Along the way, the captors and their prisoner came upon a roadside beer shop and stopped to down pints of ale Baker paid for with Scott's expense money. Soon, the two drunken soldiers fell asleep on the stoop of the alehouse, and Baker managed to slip away to resume his trek toward Manassas.